我讲中文，我就对中文中国人比较偏心。我们中国人只念第三节到第五节。
Because I'm a Chinese, so I give you an easy job. You only read Chinese.
然后所有只会读英文的人必须从第六节要读到第十七节。
And the English-speaking congregation has to read from chapter five, verse six on till seventeen.
Well, just kidding. We just read by ourselves. 我们在上面会台上念，大家跟着你所熟悉的文本来一块读，来看，心里默读就好了。以撒记第五章第三节这样说：当时河西的总督达奈和示他波斯奈并他的同党来问说：谁降旨让你们建造这殿，修成这墙呢？第四节，我并告诉他们，建造这殿的人叫什么名字。神的眼目看顾犹大的长老，以致总督等没有叫他们停工，直到这事奏告大利乌，得到他的回谕。Verse 6.
Book Ezra, chapter 5, verse 6. This is a copy of the letter that Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar Bazanai and their associates, the officials of Trans-Euphrates, sent to King Darius. Verse 7. The report they sent to him read as follows. To King Darius, cordial greetings. Verse 8. The king should know that we went to the district of Judah, to the temple of the great God. The people are building it with large stones and placing the timbers in the walls. The work is being carried on with diligence and is making rapid progress under their direction. Verse 9. We questioned the elders and asked them, who authorized you to rebuild this temple and restore this structure? Verse 10. We also asked them their names so that we could write down the names of their leaders for your information. Verse 11. This is the answer they gave us. We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, one that a great king of Israel built and finished. Verse 12. But because our fathers angered the God of heaven, he handed them over to Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldean, king of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and deported the people to Babylon. Verse 13. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild this house of God. Verse 14. He even removed from the temple of Babylon the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to the temple in Babylon. Then King Cyrus gave them to a man named Sheshbazzar, whom he had appointed governor. And he told him, take these articles and go and deposit them in the temple in Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God on its site. Verse 16. So this Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the house of God in Jerusalem. From that day to the present, it has been under construction, but is not yet finished. Verse 17. Now, if it pleases the king, let a search be made in the royal archives of Babylon to see if King Cyrus did in fact issue a decree to rebuild this house of God in Jerusalem. Then let the king send us his decision in this matter.
谢谢，这是主的话，我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, use your words to enlighten us to see who is the sovereign Lord, who how he providentially to take care of his people. Amen. 这个世界到底谁说了算？
In this world, whose words are honorable?
到最近美军什么时候决定撤军的时间表？
From the time frame of the retrieval of U.S. armed forces from Iraq.
或者 中国和美国上个星期出现的这个黑色的星期二，股票市场大跌。
And from the crash of the stock markets in both China and US in February, so-called the Black Tuesday.
看到我们这边没有太多的富人，没有什么反应哈。
I don't see any reactions. I hope we're not in the market.
也许在上一周在亚特兰大的同样的那个 tornado 出现的时候，你可能心里是跟他们更紧一点。
Maybe it'll hit closer to home when I mentioned about the killer tornado last week.
同样16个人，跟佛罗里达上次一样多的人。
We have 16 casualties just like that one in Florida.
从我们的生老病死、家庭、婚姻、工作。
From every aspect of our lives, when to get birth, get sick, get married, get job, get accepted by school, etc.
老百姓的油盐酱醋财，我注意到那个油价又涨了一点，是不是？
Every single detail of your life, even the gas price just went up.
我每天的生活都在会问，到底谁掌管这个世界？
The question is, who is in control?
非常有意思，星期五我知道你们很多人在这参加那个欢庆的元宵节。
Take for example, we have a special event on last Friday.
那个梁硕哦，那不是梁月哈，表演那个碟子的时候，杂技的时候。
We have a special acrobatic program about swirling a plate on a stick.
我就走到那个 Carol 那边，我就问 Carol 一个问题。
I walk next to Carol and whisper in her ear.
我说你说这个盘子会不会掉？
Do you think the plates will fall?
It looks very scary to me.
他看起来很恐怖。
But he seems to handle well. She seems to handle well.
但是他看起来没问题。
但最后又看他说 ，Well, I'm not really sure.
但是我不敢肯定。
当然，我们都知道盘子是没有掉了。
Of course, you know the plates were safe.
但当场的所有在座的人都知道，最后有一个顶花的那个东西没有完全成就，对不对
？But we, if you were there, you know that there was an unsuccessful ending.
有几个高手帮助我，个子很高的那个牧师和个子比较矮的执事。
We have two assistants.
想扶着那个花非常困难。
We try our best to.Put the flower just
在下面的人都注意到说，这没有几年的功夫，做助手、杂技的助手也不容易哈、
啊。We have all noticed that it takes a few years of training to do the simple act of putting the flower right.
但当我问终极来说这件事情为什么最后花没有完全顶起来
？But we want to ask the question, why didn't we get it right at last?
我们可以这样说，神的确没有给一个完美的一个助手给梁月。
We might blame God for not providingA skillful assistant.
这件事情就决定了这个最后不是一个完美的。
But the point is not how perfect the performance.
可是神有更好的旨意。当这件事掉的时候，我觉得全场沸腾啊，让我们每个人都在里面欢乐。
But we all were joyful.
没有人觉得是这件事情是丢丑的，对不对？没人都感到这里有神的很好的美意。
Nobody felt the imperfection of the failure of the flower.
对基督徒来说，如果宇宙的万物从大到小
，In this universe, if all the matters, whether small or big,
如果不是我们信靠这位上帝说了算
，If the words of our God is not honorable,
如果不是圣经向我们启示这位创造、救赎、维系和将来要再来的主说了算
，If it's not like what the Bible say that the God, the Creator, the God who maintained, who redeemed.And who completed the salvation?
我们需要改换门庭了。
Maybe we should seek other word.
尤其最近的要准备受洗的这些人。
Maybe those people who are ready to be.
或者还没有觉知的人，你应该想想，如果一个上帝不能够控制他所造的万物。
Or maybe those who are still seeking a real God.
他一定不能够眷顾我的生活。
If the God, the Creator, cannot subdue His own creation, maybe He cannot take care of us.
当我们读以斯拉记刚刚讲的第五章的三到十七节
When we read Ezra chapter 5 verse
记载了这个神的工作开始的时候又开始被调查了哈，上面又来调查
It talked about that the Israelites were under scrutinized our inspection
同时又给了很多的细节那个奏章怎么写的
And then there are a lot of details about how the complaint letters were written.
我相信这个故事告诉我们很多，但是只有一点我只讲，就是神怎么来护理他的工作。
There are many details, but I want to focus on how God, what God's providence is.
如果上一周你还记得是第四章是讲将来的事，就是说那一次的阻止成功了，十五年没有建殿，对不对？
We learn from chapter 4 that something weren't done right.
Yeah. 那大利乌这一次的阻拦好像最后神的结果是同意了，对不对？
In today's chapter that we read that King Darius agreed to the project.
大利乌哈，所以在这个同样都是一个神呼召，也激励同样的领袖，领袖并没有变，以色列人没有变。
It's the same project, same calling, same leader, same people building it.
都是有一个上奏的章。
They all have a letter going to the king.
但是你如果看第四章和第五章，这奏章写法完全不一样。
But there is a difference between chapter 4 and chapter 5.
一个是透过奏章要捞比要说服这个王要停掉，还有一个是好像是帮他们在说话一样的，把以色列的故事讲了一遍。
The first letter is lobbying to stop the project. Second letter is to promote the project.
尤其第二个说，不仅给了许可证，就像我们今天来说，给了建筑的许可证，最后还说要从国税里头交税里头要发给他们，鼓励建殿。
In the second case that they didn't only just get the permission to build, they also get a new budget to help build the project.
所以细节会听我们这个月里头其他的讲员来讲。
The other details I'll leave it to other speakers.
从表面上的确有不同，不同的王，不同的时间，不同的地点。
On the surface, there are a few differences, different kings and different dynasties, so to speak.
但是我特别指向第五节，请大家看。
But I want you to focus on verse 5.
第五节说，神的眼目看顾犹大的长老，以至于总督等没有叫他们停工。第五节。
It says, but the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his written reply be received.
圣经告诉我们，神的确是造了一个有奇妙的作为，创造了宇宙万物，但是他不只是造一个精确的按他的旨意来造的一个运行的万物。
The Bible told us that God is Almighty, he just create one, but he has done something else.
这个万物是跟神是开放的，这个是一个 open system to interact with God.
This system, 这个系统是跟上帝跟他的创造物可以互通的。
具体来说，你比如说，对于石头和树，神就直接让他们来动作。
For example, for those
直接的控制，遥控他们。
For the trees and the rocks, God just leave them go do their own business.
但是对有意志的这些活物，人、天使，神是跟他们有在不同的层面互动的，给了很多的选择。
But to the creations who have a spirit, God has given them numerous choices.
当人跟神在这样互动的时候，这是我们讲的神的护理，或者说神的眷顾。
The interaction between mankind and God is what we call providence.
上星期我就问那个 Peter, 冰冰的儿子，我说你这个小儿童问答背到第几节了？
Last week I had a conversation with Peter. I asked him, about confession of faith.
Question
about confession of faith. How far have you gone through?
我就问他第五个问题，他显然忘了。
I asked him question number 5.
我问说你为什么要荣耀神
？I asked him, why do you want to bring glory to God?
他没有说出来。最后我就跟他说，他说，我说回答的结果是这样，说因为他造了我并看顾我。
He couldn't find the answer, so I told him, because God made me and he looked after me.
Yeah, he take care of me.
他看顾我。
这个护理之功可以很简单的跟孩子们讲。
The God's providence can be simplified.
那有时候他跟神迹其实有点分别。
It's a little different from miracles.
如果说神迹其实是神用特殊的方式让天多少时间不下雨，或者说死人复活40年衣服不烂，走过红海没有被淹死。
Something like that, the parting of Red Sea, and to bring back the dead, or to maintain the clothing from wearing off for 40 years.
那神通常的工作方式，我说看顾的方式，就是说，不是每天都是白，每一个24小时都是白天，也不是整天都下雨，也不是常常有地震。
What we just mentioned were so-called the miracles, but when we talk about providence, is that we have seen that in 24 hours a day, not every hour is raining, and also there are other things that we can tell differently.
好，那我问一个问题，实际的问题，就是说 Northland 这次跟我们签约，可能要签了哈。他给我们这个95万签，没有卖给这个101，可能101、102，不知道这个神召会。到底是神哪一类的作为？是神的 miracle 还是神的 providence？ 是神的护理还是神的神迹
？Would you classify this event that we got the bid to buy our new church from Northland Church as a miracle or as providence？
John, tell me, what is the providence or the miracle？ I think I lost you. Miracle or It's ordinary, yeah. Well, 我从我的定义来说，我想你应该知道是都是神的 wonder， 但是不是 miracle。这个不是 miracle。从 miracle is 从人的角度来说可能是 miracle 哈，但是如果从我刚刚定义来说 ，it's not。
But from what I just laid down as foundations or rules, this is not a miracle.
But it's a providence， 神的眷顾。
It's providence。
但是同样都是 wonders， 都是神奇妙的作为，都要来称颂他，对不对？
But they're all wonders of God's acts.
所以一个系统神学家就这样说，他说如果把神的眷顾你列出来，他可以列出十几条。
There's a theologist who has numbered down a few things that God is.
他说整个的宇宙万物神掌管。
A few providence. One is the universe as a whole.
可见的、不可见的物质世界和精神世界，他掌管。
Two is material and spiritual world.
动物的世界 ，all animals.
Three is physical world, animal.
Yeah, 各国的事物。
Four is international and domestic affairs. Five is the life and death of humans.
我们外在的成功失败。
Success and failure of individuals.
一些很小的细节，像我们刚刚讲的那个东西掉不掉。
Seven, seemingly accidental or unnoticeable events.
保护义人，惩罚恶人。
Eight, protection of righteous. Nine, punishment and the
punishment
of evil doers. 10 is providence of
回答他子民的祷告。
11 answers of prayers.
那我们今天要来看神怎么眷顾他所造的人类。
Today we want to take a look at God's providence.
我们先要看神掌管所有的人，包括不信他的人，政权和人类所有的。
Today we want to focus on the fact that God provides His protection to
the believers
and unbelievers.
第二部分我们会来看神如何亲自的。来眷顾那些跟他有关系的人，就是说在约中的人，神的子民。
And secondly, we want to focus on the fact that God takes pays close attention to those who believe to Him.
我们先来看神普遍的眷顾，就 all time, all people, all the place.
God's providence 是神的眷顾是没有时空，没有地点，没有人类的分别。
谢谢那么在这段经文你看到是一个国家跟国家的关系，所以我们先第一个想的在这里头看国家的事务被神所管理。
First, we want to look into international and domestic affairs.
神立王废王。
God upholds king or get rid of him.
约伯这样说，他说他使邦国兴旺而又毁灭，他使邦国广开开广而又被掳去。
In Job 12:23, he makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them.
诗篇22:28，他说：“因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。”
Psalm 22:28, for dominion belongs to the Lord and He rules over the nations.
基督徒是应该有历史感的。
Christians should have a concept of history.
比如说美国的南北战争。我们来历史家分析原因的时候，说到底为什么美国胜了美国的 Civil War？
If we look into the U.S. Civil War, we have to think about why the North won.
但诗篇给我们一个结论，的确是从神掌权的角度来说， 诗篇八十九篇给我们一个结论。
In Psalm 89:14, we had the conclusion.
他说公义和公平是神的宝座的根基，诚实慈爱行在神的面前。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, and love and faithfulness go before you.
今天早上 Youth Sunday School 的时候，我们同样讲这样一个概念。
Today in Youth Sunday School, we say the same thing.
当一个国家不以公义和正义来建立它的根基的时候，这个国家是很危险的。连神的国都需要这样。
When a nation does not build on righteousness and justice, this nation is in danger.
不仅神管理王国，神还给政府授予权柄，包括不好的政府都要基督徒来顺服。
And authority to government.
在罗马书十三章一节说，在上有权柄的人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And in Romans 13:1, it says, Everyone must submit himself to governing authorities, for there is no authorities except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
除了传福音这件事之外，其他的事情神是让我们来顺服政府的，包括一个不完美和一个很不好的政府。
God is still in control, whether the government is perfect or imperfect.
你想一想，如果没有政府会是怎么样？
Can you imagine what it would be like in this world if there is no government?
我就想起文革的时候在中国的情形。我是六岁的时候坐在房顶上看那个打游戏。
I look back in my life and I look into the Cultural Revolution in mainland China.
看人从窗户里进到公共汽车里，然后从窗户里出来。
I saw people walked up the bus but came out the window.
尽管是那种状态，仍然还是有点次序，至少从窗户里进去，没从上面进去。
Even if they walked up the bus to the door but came out from the window, there are still orders maintained.
中国现在交通已经好很多了。
Today it's much better in China.
但跟香港比还是差一点。
But not as perfect as Hong Kong.
我很有印象，我上次去香港，我就发现这国家人口很密集，就是这个小岛很密集。
Hong Kong is a very highly populated and small country.
但大多数人都会 follow the sign, 就是那边说什么他会做什么。
But most of the people, 大部分的人都很守法。
他从那个地铁里出来的时候，他有两个箭头是旁边的，中间是出来。那么大家都是这样进，然后中间人出。
You can see the arrowheads pointing in from two sides and pointing out from the middle, and everybody follow the.
再过几年，我希望就是北京、上海也是这样。
I hope in the future that Beijing and Shanghai would be the same.
因为香港上地铁的人比北京还多。
I believe the population in Hong Kong is much higher than in Beijing.
Yeah. 神不仅是立王废王，掌管这个秩序。
God didn't just set up the king or maintain the order.
他也提供一切人类的需要。
He has provided everything that we ever needed.
我们的物质的食物。
Our food.
在诗篇104篇特别讲到第14节，他说他使草生长给六畜吃，使菜树发长供给人，使人能够从地里得到食物，又得酒能悦人心，得油能够面润人面，得粮能养人心。
Psalm 104
Psalm
104
You can paraphrase
Psalm 104:14. That he makes the grass grow for the cattle and plants for the man, and brings forth the food from the earth, and wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart.
Yeah, 他给我们精神的食物，在这个生命记说到，在耶稣基督受试探的时候也说句话：人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里说出的一切话。
In Deuteronomy, it says that that man does not live by bread alone, but by the every word of God.
神还定人生的长短。
God has set the span of your life.
在使徒行传17:26，他说他从一本造出地上万族的人住在全地，并且预先定准他们年限和所住的疆界。
In Acts, Chapter 17, it says that God created man and he also predestined his life.
我们到这里来绝不是偶然的。
We're not here by chance.
从台湾、香港、大陆到这边，或者身在这里，绝不是偶然的。
You may be born in Hong Kong, in mainland China, from Taiwan, or you're born here.
无论你的出身、我们的成长，在山里长大还是在海边长大，都是神知道的。
Whether you grew up in the mountain or you grew up on the seashore, God planned every detail.
几年前看了一个 DNA 的报道，说在 DNA 里头解读以后，可以根据这个几乎可以知道人生命的长短。我不知道，我因为我不学生物，反正读完那个我觉得很惊讶，所以有一个 break link。
I read about a report about DNA a few years ago, and it talks about there's a special link in DNA that determines the length of your life.
不仅是这样，神还普遍的眷顾每一个人在生活中的各种各样的需要。
Yeah, God has also provided every single detail that you might have thought about.
这是我们通常说的博爱。
It's a mercy to mankind.
他说他叫日头照好人也照歹人降雨给义人也给不义的人。
He let the sun shine on the righteous and shine on the evil doers.
如果我们这样彼此对待不论是信主的人不信主的人我们就是天父的儿女。
So whether or not you are a Christian, you belong to God.
从这个意义上来说这个在这个雅各书的一章十七节他说到上帝的美善的时候说各样美善的恩赐各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的从众光之父那里降下来的。
In James 1:17 it says that all the good things and all the special gifts are from above.
我记得有一个人就辩论说没有上帝。
I remember some person just argued that there's no God.
然后呢有一个人就说其实你辩论的时候你那口吸那口气啊都是属上帝的。
But I answer that when you're breathing.
那个人听完以后呢，马上就觉得说，哎，是哈，上帝还让我说骂他的话啊，这个上帝够宽容的。
When I reminded him that the air that he could breathe, he couldn't see, is still there, just like God.
我记得有一次，我妈就是特别恨我去读神学院。
I still remember my mom hated it so much when I told her that I want to go to seminary.
然后之后呢，她到这来跟我们住的时候，觉得情况有点改变，我们关系就开始恢复了。
And then she came to visit me in U.S. and we improved our relationship.
但是她是很难相信，就是说有上帝存在。
It's still hard for her to believe that there's a real God.
然后有一天我就问她，我说你为什么那么恨上帝啊
？And one day I
我是笑着跟她说的哈。
I got a chance to ask her.
她说我跟你跟他近就好像跟我远。
Why do you hate God so much?
那有我的问题哈。但是我就突然就问他，我说：“如果上帝不存在，你怎么会恨他呢
？”If you think he doesn't exist, why would you hate him？
哦，我妈半天没说话，她说：“哎，你就说的有点道理哈。因为如果一个是桌子或者一个椅子，我不会恨他的。但是这显然是有一个情感意志的东西在那儿，所以我才恨他。
She was dumbstruck. She realized, yes, if I don't believe that he exists, why should I hate him？
所以我记得他要走的时候我们教会当时一些主要同工啊红军啊英强啊安姐还好我也不记得哪些人了送他走他就说我以后会信主的。
So when
你们有祷告今年我们希望再去香港有一个福音大会我现在安排让他跟我们一块去我就是舍老本也希望他去好好的听一会道现在在兰州也找到一个教会希望他们能够去。
Finally, when she left us, she told, quite a few of people here that she will look into it, she will believe in God. And when I go to Hong Kong this time, I'm going to arrange for her to attend a special revival meeting.
如果我们现在回到今天的经文，再看一下这些出现的人物，这第五章。
Let's come back to today's scripture. It's Ezra chapter 5.
这里列了各种各样的王和各样的百姓，一个就是属于外邦的，从尼布甲尼撒、古列啊、大利乌啊、以色列的先知们。
I talked about the Gentile kings Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, Darius, and where is that?
Yeah, 或者他们那些犹太的长老、祭司、
and other elders and prophets, governors.
这些人有一个共同点，都被上帝用了。
They have one thing in common.
都被上帝用了。
They're God's instruments.
但是有一个问题我要问在座的慕道友。
But、
这些外邦人也做一些好事。
Especially those who are not Christian. These Gentiles, they do good things.
但是他们在永恒的国度里面有没有份？
Do they take part in God's eternal kingdom?
Yeah, 这件事情是非常重要的一件事，神非常眷顾这些人，但是用完了以后，因为神有权柄，他造我们了，但是用完了以后，他跟他将来永远的国度有没有关系？这是我要问在座的还没有信靠主的。
This is a serious question. You are used by God to accomplish His will, but at the end, can you take credit if you don't belong to Him?
所以神特别的眷顾有一群人，是我们第二个重点。
God has special providence on the people who belong to Him.
我们再来看第五节，他说他的眼目看顾犹大的长老。
Let's go to verse 5.It says that the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews.
以至于神的工作还在继续。
So they were not stopped.
在这个过程中，神用很多不同的事。第一个我想要跟大家讲的是，神看顾信靠他的百姓。
I want to point out that God really watches over those people.
信靠在有一个角度来说呢，就是该亮底牌，就亮底牌。
At the time when to show your aces.
你注意到那个当别人问以色列这些长老的时候，说你们是谁，凭什么权柄来开始建这个圣殿，他们怎么说？他没有说先说外邦的王给指令，对不对？他说的什么是？他说天上的王，我们的那个神。
When they were asked why they were building, by whose order they are building this project, they came out bravely and said, we are the servant of God of heaven and earth.
这些以色列人是经历过神的，他们知道在这件事情上，当 harassment 当这个威胁出来的时候，他仍然知道谁说了算，对不对？我们刚一开始问这个问题。
These people have experienced God's mighty power, so they are brave enough to come out and say that is God of heaven and earth.
在新约里头有一个保罗的例子，大家非常熟悉，在那个《使徒行传》第十六章，讲他跟希拉被捕，然后跟狱卒一段故事。
There's another example in New Testament in Acts.Chapter 16:24 about Apostle Paul and Silas. They were in the jail.
第一个，他们知道谁说了算，所以在监狱里头唱诗赞美神。
First, they know who they serve, so they are singing and praying while they are still in prison.
然后神通过地震把他们解救了，门都开了，监狱的门都开了。
God saved them through an earthquake.
狱卒惊醒了后一看门大开，完了，他说我今天。要丢脑袋的，因为门开的时候，你知道那些在监狱的人会干什么？会逃跑的，对不对
？The guard woke up in surprise and he thought that's the end of his life.
所以他准备自杀的时候，保罗说：“等一下，等一下，你不要伤害这里，我们都没有跑。
”But then Apostle Paul called to him and said, "Please do not hurt yourself. We're all here."
你想一想哈，这个保罗相信上帝在这里护佑，他知道这个地震跟上帝肯定有关系的。门开了。
I'm sure Apostle Paul knew why there's earthquake and.
大多数人，包括我，当时肯定说神的旨意让我逃跑。
If I were there, I would say, "That's right, it's my time to go."
但是保罗知道这个狱卒，这时候他面临危险。对后面的故事我们都会熟悉。
Apostle Paul was thinking about the guard, but he didn't go.
然后他就跟他分享福音，然后这个狱卒就说我怎么样才能得救，最后他把福音讲完了以后全家得救。
And Apostle Paul shared the gospel with the guard.
当一个基督徒相信神全权掌管的时候，不光是在永恒的旨意里头，他相信在每一个细节上。
When a Christian believed in God, not just his providenceIn the whole project, but he also believed in the little details.
不光是直接敢说，他们敢亮底牌，他们是属神的子民。
They are brave enough to.
他们是认错的人 ，children. They also confess themselves sin. 孩子们，你们应该注意哈。你们经常会不会犯错，然后不给爸爸妈妈承认
？I'm speaking to the youth now. If you commit something wrong.Would you be brave enough to come out and confess to your parents?
因为他在后面就说到，我们是因为违背我们天上的神被赶出这个家园的，现在我们回来了，对吧？
What we read in Ezra says we have disobeyed God, so that's why we were cast out.
在这个圣经里头记载一些很坏的人悔改，神仍然接纳他们。
In the Bible, there are other cases that the evildoers they repent and God accepted them.
那林国基前一段时间就在问一个问题，说为什么列王记和这个历代志很相似，但是也有一些细节不一样。
Brother Kurt has asked a question before, saying that in the Kings and in the Chronicles, there are a lot of similarities and a lot of differences.
有一个叫马拿西的王。非常的坏，如果你看列王记里头讲这家伙全都是一无是处。
There was an evil king called Manasseh.
然后但是到了历代志的时候呢，就开始说这个人竟然祷告，然后神蒙听了他的悔改的祷告。
But if you read on to Chronicles, this king has changed toto be humble before the Lord and pray to God.
之后马拿西才知道唯独耶和华是神，他已经在耶和华的殿中然后做掌管了，他不认识神，接着悔改他认识神。
And then some people also have experienced the same thing, that they repent before God and they came to God.
任何一个想要接受上帝的人，第一件事就是应该转向悔改。
Anybody who wants toKnow this God. First step is to repent.
大家都还记得去年在亚兰大有一个枪杀案，从这个法庭杀出来，然后杀到一个妇女家里，她躲起来了。
Last year there was something happening in Atlanta, Georgia, that this criminal he kept shooting people all the way from the courthouse out into a street into a residence.
然后到那个女的刚刚变成基督徒，在读这个。Purpose-driven life, 标杆人生。
And then he came into this lady's house, and she is a new convert, and she happened to be reading the book called Purpose-driven life.
他说：“我知道你为什么要用枪对着我，但是允许我来读一段最近改变我的这个故事。
”She said to the criminal that I don't know why you're pointing the gun at me, but will you allow me to read you a passage from this book?
当他把这段那一段我不知道哪一天的读完了以后呢，那个枪就放下了，他就出去自首了。
After she read that passage to the criminal, he was moved.
神使用了这个妇女，然后救了这个，就是让这个罪犯悔改。
He put away his gun and he turned himself in, so we can see that God has saved this lady and saved this criminal as well.
神有时候也会用一些奇妙的事情让人得救。
There are times that God does wonders.To convince a person.
历史上有一个基督徒，然后信主了，但是他觉得神离他非常远，不眷顾他的生活，所以他就离开教会，离开神。
There are some people who became Christians, but they couldn't feel God's true existence, so they left church again.
那最后呢，他就变得非常的极度的悲哀 ，depression.
And
所有的安慰他都不接受。
And this particular person went into depression.
那有一次牧师就去看他了。
And one time, the pastor came to visit this person.
在说话的过程中，他就有点发怒，然后但是他也想试验一下，他拿起一个花瓶。
In the middle of the conversation, he got really upset, and so he raised the vase.
他说：“我知道神离我很远，神也不爱我。”
Oh, I know, he said that God is too far away from me.
所以大概我就会像这花瓶一样死亡。
And he doesn't care about me, so I probably will crush just like this vase.
他很近的摔了这个花瓶，
摔在地上。
很奇怪，花瓶没破。
A miracle happened. This vase did not shatter into pieces.
然后牧师就趁机说：“他说这是神的护理之功。”
And the pastor said, "This is God's providence."
因为他本来是以为神是 curse 他的，结果没想到在这个事件，这个妇女最后悔改，然后整个的忧虑就解除了。
This happens to be a lady, and she thought that God cursed her and didn't care about her. But today, God showed Himself to be a real God.
神在救赎人类的时候用很多的因素。
God can save a person through different media.
比如说，基督徒能不能请求政府来保护
？For example, do you think that Christians can apply for asylum?
保罗用过哈。
I think Apostle Paul used that.
在这一节刚刚显然是他们在陈情嘛，在说我们是怎么回事，让你们来批。但保罗用过。
In the New Testament.
使徒行传25章。
In Acts chapter 25, Paul.
故事很简单，保罗被抓了。
Paul got arrested.
然后呢，被抓以后呢，有些人呢希望把他解到这个耶路撒冷去审判。中间呢有一个谋杀，可以把保罗干掉，就是犹太人做的。
There was a plot to murder him on the way to Jerusalem if they could get him to that court.
但是保罗的人脉还不错，所以别人告诉他说你不能去。
But Paul knew some people who got the inside story.
所以这个新上任的总督来的时候，保罗就说我不去那儿。他说我是罗马人，我要到该撒的法庭上审。
And when Paul learned about the plot of murdering him, he said that he doesn't want to go to Jerusalem.
保罗这里完成两件事，第一个是躲避他马上要死掉的结果，他要出去肯定被犹太人干掉。
He is clever enough to shy away from this plot.
第二件事就是保罗他想去罗马传福音的，就是他祷告了，对不对？
He wants to be alive, so
可能是很自由的去，还可以是这样被捆绑的去。所以保罗说传福音很重要，所以他确定说干脆去见罗马皇帝。
He's staying alive so he could spread the gospel and even to see King.
所以使徒行传结束的时候，保罗是用这样的手法说保罗在传讲神的道，就结束了。
At the end of Acts, the ending says that Apostle Paul is spreading the gospel.
这种第二音上面用的很多，都知道旧约的故事约瑟。
And also in the Old Testament, we learn about Joseph.
被弟弟卖，然后被做奴隶，然后中间的故事一直到宰相。
He was sold out by his brothers, and then he became slave, and then he became the governor.
有一人统计说他中间有十二步，绝对不能够 miss 的。
And somebody came out with the 12 steps.
那比如说那九阵，他一定不能死，他要记住。到时候那个君王法老做梦的时候，他得想起来，约瑟几年前救我的。
For example, that he met this guy who serves wine to the king, and this guy, the guy who serves wine to the king cannot die, so Joseph's story can continue.
最近以斯帖的故事出来了哈，就是 One Night with the King 是不是？
There is another story came out lately.
他也说神子里头护理之功有七步很重要。
So there are seven important steps.
这些过程都是神怎么样用这些被造界的每一个因素，神可以来跟他工作，达成他终极的目的。
So we can see that God works in different area or in.
神今天也在我们中间工作。
God is working among us today also.
我举个例子，比如说我们中间可能工作的人时间都比较久。所以我们都会抱怨公司的工作太多，也有几个人公司工作比较少，但大多数来说我们的工作是很忙的，尤其是学生教授。
Most of us have very heavy workload.
如果你抱怨的话呢，我告诉你一个好消息。
If you complain about your workload, let me share a gospel with you.
在神的护理中是神有智慧，如果给你很多的时间，你会做什么？
I think that God has given you the ability to accomplish.
当一个没有方向的人，没有很多的时间的时候，可能会出很多乱子哈。人到中年也会出问题哈。
If you think positively, God keeps you busy, so you won't do anything foolish.
神对我们家庭也很有爱护。
God looks, takes care of our family life too.
他帮我们做 matchmaker 哈。
He's our matchmaker.
你们不相信，你们都相信现在都是自由恋爱的。因为神不掌控自由恋爱这件事情。
Most of you never use matchmakers.
我记得最有意思的是亚伯拉罕给他的那个儿子以撒找妻子找太太。那中间有很多的步骤很有意思。
I like the story in the Old Testament where Abraham asked his old servant to look for a wife for his son.
对于不孕的哈拿，神也赐他儿子成为先知。
We read aboutThe story of Hannah and Samuel.
我们神可能护理给我们一个很好的婚姻。
God probably gives you a good marriage.
也可能婚姻中女方先信主了或男方先信主了，你现在有点挣扎。
Maybe only one of you is a devout Christian.
但是你怎么不知道神是不是使用你让他得救呢？
How do you know if God doesn't want him to be saved?
如果你爱他，为这个缘故你要忍耐，你要爱他，你要顺服。
If you love your husband, then you should be obedient and wait for God's timing.
神还保护我们远离恶事。
God also protects us from any evil things.
我记得旧约里头有一个故事，大家可能不太熟悉，我就讲故事好了。大卫有一次这个拿巴很坏，对不对？他来吃点东西他不给他，最后大卫本来要杀拿巴的。拿巴，哦，拿巴，这是拿巴。
拿巴 ，OK， there's this guy called Naba， and he's an evil man。
但是那个亚比该哈特别聪明，就把大卫的王的心就收敛了，以至于大卫没有犯杀人罪在这个事上。
But he has a very clever wife。
这些事情都是神的护理，来阻止我们行恶。
His wife saved him from his life。
我们过去的三四个月里头，教会有很多的人出车祸。
In the past three, four months, we have a lot of car accidents in this congregation.
但是没有一个人为此住医院。
But none of us were
hospitalized. 好几个东西我们是很惨烈的，有的人你们不知道，有的人你们知道。
There are a lot of scary moments that you may or may not know.
没有出车祸是神的护理，在出车祸的时候，神仍然使用包括天使这样的。在我们周围帮助我们。
If you never had a car accident,
虽然眼睛看不见。
If you never had a car accident, then that's God's providence. But during the accident, God is still showing His providence.
神眷顾所有的人。
God looks after everyone.
但神特别的眷顾跟他有约的人。
But He takes special interest in those people who has a covenant with Him.
这是我邀请你来进入跟神有约的共同。
That's why I invite you.To be in the covenant with God.
神看顾遍地。
God looks, He looks down on the earth.
他采用不同的方式照顾他的百姓，有点像个工匠。
He used different methods to build you up.
一个工匠可以取一个非常粗糙的一个原来的物质。
There can be a skillful person that can use a very cheap material.
成为非常好的精美的作品。
But making into a masterpiece.
你如果到一些看贝雕，或者看那个大卫的那个雕像，米开朗基罗，你知道那个故事对不对？原来是一个废石头，没有人管的。结果就因为这个废石头，米开朗基罗雕出来那个大卫像就非常的优美啊。
If you're familiar with sculptures, there is this famous sculpture of King David, which is made out of a piece of cheap stone.
神让所有的很多的事情发生在我们周围有一个目的。
Everything that happened around you has a purpose in God's plan.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
眷顾我们。
He protects us.
让我们将来跟他同在。
So we can be with him in the future.
当我们思想神眷顾的时候，就让我想起一个故事，我自己的经历。
When we talk about God's providence, I thought about something that happened to me.
我开车经过这个 I-35, 就35，经过科罗拉多。
Once I drove on I-35 into Colorado.
然后晚上上山的时候不害怕，看不见。
When I was driven among the mountains,
尤其走到小路的时候。
Especially into the local routes.
第二天白天该回家的时候。才下来的时候觉得非常的害怕。
Because on the way up, I was driving in the dark. I didn't know better.
我就问为什么没出事。
The next morning, when I could see better on the way down, I was so scared.
是神的护理，神的护理就像在那个 I-35， 在这个35号公路上有两个 rack 来保护。到高速公路如果有悬崖峭壁的时候，都有这个两个屏障路障。
God's providence is like the rails.On both sides of the highway.
这个看不见的路障来管理我们的生活。
This invisible rail are protecting.
保守我们的救恩到底，保守我们对他的信靠到底。
He will protect our faith in him. He will protect our physical being.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你恩待我们。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢借着你的圣言告诉我们，你掌管一切。
Thank you for the Bible that you told me.
你不仅掌管大事，你也管小事。
That you're in control.
谢谢你在我的生命中做奇妙的事。
Thank you for all the wonders in our lives.
你来帮助我，让我打开我的眼睛，看见你在我周围。
Please help me to open up my eyes to see the things around me.
感谢祷告，奉主的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you.
Amen.